KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, some college basketball that was played yesterday due to the weather conditions causing a delay for the road squad to arrive in Cedar Falls, as it was Northern Iowa and St. Mary's originally set to battle it out on Saturday, but a little travel conditions made St. Mary's a little bit late for that, so they had to play on Sunday instead. Seth Tuttle scored 18 points to lead UNI to an 82-75 victory over St. Mary's. Jake Cook added 16 points and 9 rebounds for the Panthers, who are now 7-5 overall. They've won 11 in a row at home. Anthony James scored 15 points, and Deion Mitchell added 12 points for Northern Iowa. The Panthers took the lead for good just before halftime when Mark Sonnen made a three-pointer to help UNI take a 32-29 lead into the break. Jordan Page led all scorers with 26 points for the Gales, who are now 8-3 on the season. They had won 4 in a row coming in to that ball game, but UNI picks up the nice victory. On Saturday, the Iowa men's basketball team cruised to a victory in their final non-conference game of the season, a game you heard here on KJN, as they defeated Coppin State 80-50, and that was Saturday afternoon in Iowa City. 11 Hawkeyes buckets were dunks, and Aaron White scored 20 points, including 6 dunks in that ball game.
Just a good overall team win, though. A lot of guys found me in transition, and you know, you got to give them the assist on why I scored so well.
White, a 6'8" sophomore, shot 87% and pulled down 3 rebounds in the game.
A lot of my points come off of just, trying to outwork the guy across from me, getting the spots where my guards can find me on the baseline or in transition, and trying to fight on the board. So, that's my role on this team. That's what I kind of settled into, after last year, not really knowing my role in, the non-conference last year, and I kind of got into it as Big Ten play started, and, I really embraced it.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says his team was able to overcome some poor outside shooting and 20 turnovers by playing some tough defense and then getting out well in the break. Iowa pulled down 54 rebounds in that ball game, collecting 38 Coppin State misses.
They're a team that really relies on second-shot putbacks. If they want to press, it gets them into their press. They really rely on that for confidence. When they have played well, when they have beaten teams on the road, that's what they've done. So that was the game plan for them, and we took that away.
The Hawks have won 6 straight. Their record is now 11-2. They face Indiana on December 31st to open Big Ten conference play. In other men's basketball action this afternoon, Drake beat Eastern Illinois 74-56. UNI plays St. Mary's on Sunday afternoon in Cedar Falls, and we just told you about that one. We'll tell you now about that Drake ball game. Micah Mason had 19 points and 6 assists, and Drake continued its torrid three-point shooting during its 74-56 victory over Eastern Illinois on Saturday. The Bulldogs, who came into the game ranked 5th in the country with 9.1 three-pointers per game, were 13 of 22 beyond the arc and shot 56% overall from the floor. They also hit 15 of 18 free throws. Drake also got 14 points from Ben Simons, and they also had 11 from Chris Hines and 10 from Seth Van Deese, as the Bulldogs go on to win that one. They trailed 26-24 early in the game before scoring 9 straight points to close off the first half, and then continued to be hot from the outside to win that one 74-56 over Eastern Illinois. Also in other sporting news here for you, game you heard here yesterday on KJN. Andrew Luck threw for 205 yards to break the single-season rookie record, and his touchdown pass to Reggie Wayne late in the fourth quarter on Sunday gave the Colts a 20-13 win over the Kansas City Chiefs and a berth in the playoffs. Luck surpassed Cam Newton's year-old record of 4,051 yards passing by a rookie in the second quarter, and then came through in the closing minutes. He marched Indy to the Chiefs 7, then found Wayne in the back of the end zone on third and goal for the go-ahead score. It was the 7th time Luck has rallied his team to victory in the fourth quarter. Darius Butler returned an interception 32 yards for a TD and helping the Colts, who are now 10-5, join the 2008 Miami Dolphins as the only NFL teams to win at least 10 games after losing 14 or more the previous season. And the Chiefs rushed for over 450 yards in that ball game between good games by Jamal Charles and also Peyton Hillis, but the scoring just didn't come there off of the yards gained for the Chiefs. In other NFL action, the Ravens are AFC North champions and appear to have ditched their December doldrums and playing perhaps their best all-around games, and they beat up on the New York Giants 33-14 before a delirious home crowd in Baltimore. Joe Flacco outplayed Eli Manning in guiding the Ravens into the playoffs. He completed 25 of 36 passes for 309 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran for a score as the Ravens ended their three-game slide. They racked up 533 total yards of offense. Another Week 16 action, the night game last night was kind of a shocker. The Seattle Seahawks earned a playoff berth by routing San Francisco 42-13. Rookie quarterback Russell Wilson tossed four TD passes for the Seahawks, who can still win the NFC West with a win and a San Francisco loss next week. The Niners already had clinched a playoff berth. Cincinnati earned a playoff slot with a 13-10 win in Pittsburgh that eliminated the Steelers. Josh Brown's 43-yard field goal with 4 seconds left won it. Washington won it 6 in a row, 27-20 over Philadelphia, and they can get into the playoffs and win the NFC East with a win next weekend at home against Dallas. Denver won its 10th straight game as Peyton Manning threw for three touchdown passes for the 72nd time in his career for a 34-12 victory over Cleveland. The Bears kept their playoff hopes alive by handing the Arizona Cardinals their 10th loss in 11 games, 28-13. New Orleans hurt Dallas's playoff hopes with a 34-31 overtime win at Cowboys Stadium. And Garrett Hartley's 20-yard field goal, barely 4 minutes into overtime, won it. Minnesota bolstered its postseason hopes for the with a nice win, 23-6 at Houston to improve to 9-6. Adrian Peterson rushed for 86 yards and now needs 208 yards in its final ball game to break the NFL single-season rushing record held by Eric Dickerson. Green Bay scored more than 50 points for the first time in 7 years as Aaron Rodgers threw for three touchdowns and ran for another in the Packers' 55-7 laughter against Tennessee. New England still has a chance to claim a first-round bye in the AFC following a 23-16 win at Jacksonville. Cam Newton threw for 171 and a touchdown as Carolina beat Oakland 17-6. San Diego sacked Greg McElroy 11 times in a 27-17 win over the New York Jets. Reggie Bush caught two touchdown passes and scored on a short run to help Miami beat Buffalo 24-10. And Sam Bradford tossed a pair of touchdown passes and rookie quarterback Janoris Jenkins scored his fourth TD of the season as St. Louis beat Tampa Bay 28-13. I'll have some more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And in the news from the NBA over the weekend here yesterday, the LA Clippers had a franchise record winning streak up to 13 now and counting as Blake Griffin scored 23 points. Chris Paul had 17 points and 13 to assist to lead the Clippers to that win, 103-77 over Phoenix. Carmelo Anthony scored 19 of his 33 points in the fourth quarter, rallying the Knicks to a 94-91 win over Minnesota. The Nets snapped a three-game losing streak by holding on for a 95-92 victory over the visiting Philadelphia 76ers. Danny Green scored a career-high 25 points, and the San Antonio Spurs spoiled former league MVP Dirk Nowitzki's season debut with a 129-91 rout of the Dallas Mavericks. Paul Millsap scored 18 points, Gordon Hayward added 17, and the Utah Jazz survived a fourth-quarter rally to slip past the Orlando Magic 97-93. Marcus Thornton scored 18 of his 22 points in the second half to help the slumping Sacramento Kings snap Portland's five-game winning streak, 108-96. Also, the Dallas Mavericks have signed guard forward Chris Douglas Roberts off of their NBA Development League team as well. He's averaging a league-high 22.5 points in the D-League. In college basketball, Jamal Franklin had a double-double with 19 points and 15 rebounds, and number 18 San Diego State held off Indiana State 62-55 in the Diamond Head Classic tournament in Honolulu. That's a look at the latest sports this morning here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.